He was a wanderer in body and spirit, Herman Husband of Maryland, one of a dozen children of former indentured servants turned wealthy slaveholders. As a youngster, Husband enjoyed the good life, becoming so good at cards that at 13 he won a bet for his dad by beating a visitor. He already had doubts about the lifestyle, though, and after that swore off gambling. Husband supervised his dad's mine and ironworks during his early 20s. He married, but his wife died, leaving two young children. Despite having no formal education, Husband was a bookworm who owned 800 pamphlets when he died and had corresponded with Benjamin Franklin. At 26, he went in with partners to buy a merchant ship. A trip to Barbados awakened Husband to the horrors of slavery. However, it's unclear whether he ever enslaved anyone himself, and his writings against it tended to focus on what slavery did to poor whites. Raised in the Church of England, he became a Presbyterian, but he came to admire the Quakers during his church's conflicts with them and became one. He was active enough in his local meeting, or congregation, to represent it at regional meetings and be elected overseer, responsible for maintaining church rules. From 1750 to 1762, Husband shifted from Maryland to Barbados to North Carolina and back to Maryland again, before settling down on 640 acres along Sandy Creek. He eventually owned 10,000 in the colony, making him one of its major landholders. The creek runs right to left at the base of the plateau in front of you, marked by a line of trees. Husband first raised concerns about colonial government practices as early as 1754 and formed a group to fight local corruption in 1766. Although Husband never formally joined the regulators, protesters against corruption and unfair taxation, he wrote and spoke on their behalf. A modern biographer says Husband suggested the name Regulators, but hesitated to join the group because it was too militant for him. In 1768, a group of regulators reclaimed a horse that Orange County Sheriff had taken in lieu of taxes a man refused to pay. Husband wasn't there, but on Monday, May 2, a posse knocked on Husband's door. According to him, the leader announced, "You are the king's prisoner, on suspicion of having a hand in the mob." He was taken to the jail in Hillsboro. A large group of regulators marched to town and forced his release. In 1770, he published anonymously a 104-page booklet called An Impartial Relation of the Rise and Cause of the Recent Differences in Public Affairs in the Province of North Carolina, and of the Past Tumults and Riots that Lately Happened in that province. Though hardly impartial, Husband retells the history of the Regulator movement to that point, quoting many of the original petitions and letters at length. Colony leaders, mostly Eastern landowners, tried to claim backward Westerners were the problem. In it, he points out that Eastern counties such as Halifax had raised similar concerns. In his conclusion, he explains why correcting the record, as he saw it, was important. He writes, "The first slavery that men are generally brought under is the slavery of the mind, for while the mind acts freely and is kept clear of the chains of ignorance and prejudice, it would be very difficult to enslave them. It therefore requires the aid of false teachers to reduce mankind before a state can deprive them of their civil liberties and privileges." He closes with an attack on a range of such people for helping suppress liberty. Husband had been elected to the colonial legislature, and it seems right that he was named to a committee overseeing public finances. He read to the assembly a petition calling for an accounting of public funds from Orange County, the arrest of county officers extorting fees, and impartial juries. The 174 petitioners said juries were assigned by, and sometimes included, the people they accused of extortion. Instead of taking action on the petition, in December of 1770, the House of Commons kicked him out. On the 10th, meeting in Newbern, it had authorized the governor to take action against the regulators. 4 days later, a letter was published in the local newspaper from a regulator leader attacking the delegate that introduced the bill. Somehow, the House decided Husband submitted the letter, lied to the House about it, and was a principal mover of the Hillsboro riots, despite the fact he was in jail during the first one. They also complained that he had suggested if the House arrested him, the regulators would free him. He was jailed on a libel charge for the letter, but was acquitted. With Royal Governor William Tryon's army approaching this region to quell the regulators in 1771, Husband tried to arrange a truce, but left the field before the Battle of Alamance that destroyed the movement. Though booted out of the Cane Creek meeting over a disagreement about readmitting a rape victim, he retained the pacifism of most Quakers. The regulators do not appear to have blamed him for leaving. Please scroll down to the audio clip under A Daring Escape.